The vast majority of people living with HIV/AIDS in Africa are in the prime of their working lives, according to recent statistics. Addressing union leaders, Ghana's Vice President Alhaji Aliu Mahama said HIV is gradually eroding the continent's workforce. Over 90% of HIV infection in sub-Saharan Africa is transmitted through heterosexual contact among the age group of between 15 and 49. The vice president described as frightening the HIV/AIDS prevalence rates of 6.5% for Togo and nearly 11% in the Ivory Coast, adding that the situation in Ghana is equally alarming. Mahama said, although much has been done to reduce the rate of the disease in Ghana, it is difficult to get those infected to come forward due to stigmatization and discrimination against them by society. In his words, any worker who is discriminated against in the workplace because of his or her HIV status affects his or her right to live and work in dignity. The vice president said, protecting the human rights of affected workers and combating discrimination against them remain a very important role for trade unions. He called for a proactive approach by employers and organized labor in the formulation of workplace policies to fight HIV/AIDS. The regional secretary of UniAfrica, Fexin Shamanda, says it is important to adopt a holistic approach in dealing with HIV/AIDS.
It is a disease, it has come here to stay. So as much as you talk about prevention, we've got a very big number of people who are already infected. So it is important we also look on how you take care of the people who are infected. You can not ask somebody also to go for voluntary testing if they know their status and you don't provide the necessary medicine to take care of them. Then the whole exercise is futile. You just create an unnecessary stigmatization on people. So it's a range of how can we prevent it, how are we going to take care of those who are infected, how is it going to be managed.
Shamanda says it is sad that less than 10% of workers living with HIV/AIDS have access to medication. Solomon Adiboshin, UniAfrica Youth President, says employers have to be made to do more.
It's part of the policy that we are looking at, that once somebody can come up to declare a status, it should be the employer's duty, because of course the employers have a part to play in the health of their workers. If the workers are always falling sick, then the productivity will become low. Anybody who comes up to declare a status, it is the right and the duty and obligation of the employer to ensure that, that person is also giving adequate medical care.
Nearly two-thirds of the world's HIV-positive people live in sub-Saharan Africa. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.